Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Braden. Go by SEC Mike on Twitter. Still waiting for old cousin Shane, so I figured we'd fire it up. Let me know if you got any questions. And as always, got to remind heck, we're 24 hours from football. We don't wait. We don't wait because football, SEC football, finally here. What are we, 20 some odd hours from Missouri, beating the shit out of Central Arkansas. Couldn't be more excited. But as always, only way to make college football a little bit better, if possible. I don't even know if that's possible. But the only way to make it a little bit better is to head on over to MyBookie. Put you some money on these games. Come on, the online sportsbook, MyBookie. You really want to help the show out this football season? Go over to MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. That's the website. And give them that promo code SEC when you put in your initial deposit. And with that promo code SEC over at MyBookie, they're willing to give you one hell of an offer here. Your first wager fully guaranteed up to $500. So let's say you want to put $100 on Tennessee to whoop Syracuse ass. And if somehow Syracuse covers or hell even wins the game, which we know that won't happen. But if it does happen, MyBookie's just going to give you your money right back. You can stay in the game with that promo code SEC. So up to $500 in wagers guaranteed over at MyBookie with that promo code SEC. We also got our friends over here at Tennessee Legend. Come on. Shane would be a legend if he ever showed up, but Tennessee Legend's here every day. So if you don't got Tennessee Legends at your package store, tell them, ask them what the hell they're doing and why they're doing their life wrong, because the only way to live it right is with a Tennessee Legend in your hand.
Did somebody say Tennessee Legend?
Yeah. Cool. What's up, buddy?
My gosh, Mike, IT and me are not seeing eye to eye this week, but you know, that's just the devil trying to keep me away from college football. That's what that is. It ain't going to happen. Not at my house.
No, sir. So, man, we're fired up. We got an SEC mailbag show. Already did the intro without you. So we are just here for business. You know what?
We standing on business, right? College football eve, right? The night before. It is like, you remember when you were younger, Mike, and you were a kid, and it was Christmas Eve, and you just couldn't sleep. But you knew, like, as soon as you fall asleep and those eyes come open, you know, it's like time to open up Christmas presents. That's what it feels like as an adult. You know, so when I'm trying to explain that to my kids, how important college football is, I'm like, it's just like Christmas Eve.
It is. And I mean, what better time than to sit around and act like Santa, Shane, and hand out answers to the many questions that the cousins got for us. If you want to throw us a donation, totally not something you have to do. But if you want to donate to the show, ask a question, I'll guarantee we'll answer it as well. So, man, Texas versus everybody, like this man said. That's not a question, but it's more of a statement. But, Shane, are you ready to dive into the mailbag?
Yeah, my favorite time. Let's do it.
Okay, shout out. And again, official cousins on the YouTube always get their questions answered if they get it in on the YouTubes. How about this, Shane?
Yeah.
Migrating Coconuts, one of the best names of all the cousins. He's an official cousin, so cousins get his questions answered. What would be more shocking, Shane? Kentucky or Mississippi State winning 8 games? Is that more shocking? Or Bama or Texas winning 6 or less? What would shock? So basically, Kentucky or Mississippi State going on a dream run, or Alabama and Texas having a season of from hell. Which is more, what is the question, more shocking? What would shock you more?
I think the more shocking, especially for media, will be Georgia or Bama getting 6.
No, the question is Bama or Texas.
Oh, I don't know. See, I would say that would be Georgia's kind of in the same tier, but any one of those teams hitting 6 would be bigger. Maybe Kentucky hitting hell. I don't know, man. That is a great question. I think you hit the numbers perfect. Like, you're almost splitting hairs there, but I think the bigger reaction will be if Texas or Bama fall to 6. As opposed to Mississippi State or Kentucky, you know, hitting that 8.
Yeah. So what I said, I'm right there with you. I said kind of the most shocking, I think, will be Texas winning six or less given the schedule, mm-hmm. given all the hype, preseason number one. And then I said the most or least shocking, and this will shock you, Shane, but the least shocking is perhaps State winning eight.
Which, if you're looking at the betting lines, would be the bigger move, you know?
I
mean,
right.
We got State sitting here at 3.5. I mean,
here's why I say that, though.
Yeah. All right.
Because I think at this point, I mean, I've been screaming it from the mountaintops for about six seasons. We know what Stoops is. We know what Kentucky is.
Yeah.
We've done it, Shane. We have made the Lebby jokes. But for all we know, this guy's one hell of a coach. And maybe just last year was a train wreck. He lost his quarterback, you know, three, four games into the season. Defense was a travesty. And I'm not saying all that's cured. But if they, you know, let's say they go 4-0, which would be at Southern Miss, Arizona State, Alcorn, and NIU. All of a sudden, I'm believing. I'm like, whoa. You know, maybe this is Lane Kiffin year two. Maybe this is Josh Heupel year two. But for Kentucky to just come out of the blue and just whoop everybody's ass up, I ain't buying that. Does that make sense, though, how
no,
I got
it
there?
Does. No, it does make sense. I'm right there with you, man. Shit.
You know who else is there?
Who's that?
Steven Up. Oh, boom. Steven.
Come on, baby.
What a legend Steven Up is. I think he's probably been on all three shows today. And we got a little jingle for him here.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out Steven Up. He just gifted five memberships. I'm struggling to see where they are, though. Dun, 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 dun.
Boy, he'd be more shocked if Bama hit six, I tell you that.
Okay, here it is. I think he just wanted that evil out of our mouths. So, shout out Vandy Dandy, yes. Professor. Oh, man, this is a long one. Professor USA Alexander. You got to shorten that, buddy. Gaming Gumpy, Corey Timmons, and Brian. Welcome to the family. Whoa. Courtesy, Steven Up.
Hey, right. Oh, yeah.
Question number two, Shane. Oh, I know you're going to like this.
I hope it's a doozy.
It's one of your Mizzou cousins here that is obsessed with disrespect. Shout out Eli Drinkwitz. His name's the Bengal, Shane. He's an official cousin. Official cousins always get the questions answered. Eli Drinkwitz had a total of two blue chips, Shane. When he took over, I don't know where he's getting that, but that's what he claims. Two blue chips on the Mizzou roster when Drink took over. In 2025, he's got 34. Why do people assume this is the same pre-NIL Mizzou that took a team of three stars to Atlanta? Why? So basically, moral of the story, why are people not respecting Missouri and the talent they got? What I think I know the answer. What do you think, Shane?
Yeah, I feel like some of these teams have been force-fed to us for the last 20, 30, 50 years, you know? Like, there's the blue chips, there's the haves and the have-nots, and Mizzou has never been a half, even though they've been playing like one. And it feels like, to me, Mike, I've said this before, 3 years, you know? Give me three good years, and then I mean, that we crown Alabamas and Georgias when they have three successful seasons and start throwing the word dynasty around. I'm not saying Mizzou's a dynasty, but I believe they're a have if they go 3 years in a row with more than 10 wins.
I'll tell you why you're wrong, Shane.
Nah, I'm not wrong.
You're way wrong. Because Steve Spurrier did that at South Carolina. He won three in a row in 11. Three 11-win seasons.
Yeah. Who in the hell?
South Carolina?
Steve Spurrier. Not South Carolina, but Steve Spurrier. Uh-huh. Everybody knew. When that happened, Mike, everyone was on the Spurrier bandwagon. Absolutely. They were kids. I mean,
they ran his ass off like 2 years later.
No, yeah, but not not going into year four. You know what I'm saying? They were naming kids after him and shit. You know, that's they're not doing that for drink.
I got the answer for you. Because he got his ass kicked and embarrassed last year in the only two games they played, Alabama and A&M. I mean, they got smoked. And you could sit here and make excuses. Well, our quarterback was hurt. Well, there was bad calls against A&M. We would have won that if they had fair officiating. What is the signature win of the Eli Drinkwitz era? I mean, I got a couple here. Ohio State in the bowl game.
Yeah.
But fans are just going to say, well, they half a team sat out. You know, again, we're all guilty of this, right? But when our team wins a bowl game, Tennessee Orange Bowl champs, you sell bitch. Well, Clemson, none of their players. You know what I mean? Like, we all pick. So, I mean, I guess it's Ohio State, but I don't even know if that counts. He whooped Tennessee's ass 36-7. That probably is the answer, but that wasn't even that great of a Tennessee team. But it was a good Tennessee team. And he beat Kansas State by three in 2023, and he screwed it up. It resulted in, like, the longest field goal of all time because he – doesn't know what the hell he's doing with clock management. Where's his marquee win? You're saying three great seasons, right?
Yeah.
If they get their ass kicked by Bama and let's say A&M or maybe one other, and they go 9-3 and they win a 10th in the bowl game, people are going to say, wow, you beat the Purple Bears of Sevierville. You beat no one gives a shit about Kansas, Louisiana. You know, they're just going to do the same thing. He's got to win he's got to win some big games. That's if you whoop Alabama's ass, people are going to start respecting you. I think he's got to. They got to have more big wins. That's what I think.
Well, and just again, 3 years. I told you, nobody's going to give it to you. Too. It's almost like the one hit wonder. It's like you've done it twice, but I got to see that third time to make sure it's legit. And because you could put it on the shoulders of a good group of recruits. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we got lucky in the recruiting cycle. We got lucky in the transfer portal. But this is a new group, and I feel like if you have that success year three, then we got to start looking and really ask the questions, is Mizzou a legit I absolutely, they are.
Hey, shout out Forrest. This was a great – I think he's talking about State here.
Yeah.
When I was talking about State could go 4-0, he said, if they go 4-0, they can have a chance to go 4-8.
Oh, damn.
That was Forrest saying it, not me.
No, off the top rope. A lot of hate in the comments. I love it.
Well, hey, sticking all that Mizzou theme, Shane.
Yes.
Cousin Scott Fitz, official cousin. Official cousins always gets their question answered. Why does Drink enjoy dragging out a quarterback battle? This screams 2023, where Cook was obvious starter all along. Is this what's he doing here, Shane?
Bo's the starter all along. I mean, that's what's happening here because I listened to him on Tiger Talk the other day, and basically he's given the scenario that there's not a best. How he worded it was like there's not a good way to start two quarterbacks. He thought about doing the two series. He thought about doing the every other quarter. But the fact that you're starting another quarterback in the second half when we all know damn well this game's going to be at hand at halftime tells me one thing. They've got a guy, and they're about to show it off. So I don't really think we have a quarterback competition here. I think it's all words right now. And maybe save face with Sam. Give him a shot here, but – what kind of shot are you giving the kid in the second half of game? You're probably up 35-0.
I think the moral of the story, Shade, remember this is the band behind the blanket and all that. He likes to play these games. Gamesmanship, as they call it. I think he's got some gamesmanship. Not necessarily for old Central Arkansas. They could roll you or I out there and probably beat them at quarterback. But I think this is all about Kansas.
This is a classic or depth chart, you know, it's like this guy or this guy, you know, Auburn was talking about that. I think they got 24 guys playing on defense Saturday. So
hey, shout out Savos, but comment of the night so far, Drinkwitz's best win is making it on that. Is easy.
It's all downhill from there, coach.
Here's what, right. Maybe this is Flying Hawaiian could handle this a little bit better. Shout out Kai Mookie Dog. College football starts at 6 a.m. on Saturdays here in Hawaii.
Ooh,
this has got to be your brother. I usually order some sausage McMuffins on the Uber Eats, but want to spice it up. Any suggestions, Shane?
Well, the island is expensive. You know, I talk to my brother all the time. He's broke as a joke, but he lives on the great at the greatest place on earth, you know. But I think the real move here, 6 a.m., is ordering extra pizza the night before. And the trick with pizza I have found, all right, don't trust me to go hiking. Don't trust me to go zip line. But I'll tell you how to reheat pizza, the air fryer. It almost feels like it just came back out of the oven. So that's the move right there. Order extra pizza the night before, and then you're set for the day after.
Mm. Shane, you're a professional.
I am. Not this guy. Not this guy over here. Now, you trust him on shirt selection, but when it comes to food, two thumbs at this one.
Well, Shane, you know who else I'm trusting?
Golly.
Royce. Royce just gifted 20 memberships.
Rolls Royce.
We ought to make you read all these names, but I got you, buddy, here. Let's see. They're still scrolling through as we speak. Okay, here we go. Shout out, Royce. These are all the people he just gifted membership, Shane. Bradley Rhodes, Knox Cleveland, Matthew Wayne Vogt, The Wild Bob. What a name. Stan Hilton. Husker 77, Blue Animal, Trey Jackson. Oh man, this is a tough one here. Siguda sucks. Well, that's a funny name. Danny Dimes 24/7, Bruce Dubb, Brian Music Man. Oh no, they just moved on me.
Damn, 20 of them. Maybe I should have read.
B Shed, Ready for Alt AU. Allen, R5X, Jackie Moon, Assorted Beverages, what a name, T. Forrest, Seth Davis, and ETV.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy
Rolls Royce.
Appreciate you. Damn. What a cousin.
Oh, I love it. Somebody I saw him here. I want to go. James says, that's what they said about microwave 40 years ago, Shane. Yeah. Yeah, you may be right, but the air fryer is definitely different than the microwave. I never microwave pizza. I'd rather eat cold pizza than microwave pizza. I don't know about you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just soggy. It's soggy. And it just depends, I guess, on what kind you got. If you got like a thick crust pizza, because it's more like a casserole at that point. But yeah, if you got a thin crust, which I prefer, you can't go wrong with the air fryer.
You're going to act like you're picky eater.
No, I mean, if I'm going to take those calories, I'm going to get them the right way, man.
Hey, shout out. Speaking of Forrest Whittle, Shane, he asked a question in the mailbag. Yeah. He's an official cousin. If SEC expansion is inevitable.
Yeah.
Big affair. Who would you rather have in the SEC? And he's only giving you three options here.
Okay.
Florida State, Clemson, or Virginia Tech.
What was the question again?
Yeah, if you have to take one.
I don't want to take any of them. If I had to take Florida State, maybe Virginia Tech.
Just I think because, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much that I would pull for them. It's just lesser of two evils. I absolutely hate Clemson, despise Clemson, hope they never win another freaking football game. Florida State, I hope they just kind of get their shit punched in. You know what I'm saying? All the talking that they did up to this point, Virginia Tech's not making noise. Virginia Tech's kind of under the radar. I know it's big for Shane Beamer especially, but, you know, I could say, hey, Frank got one last one, you know?
Yeah, I don't want Clemson. I don't want Florida State.
No.
I do like Virginia Tech, though. Now, they'd have to add more than one because you can't go to 17. I'm done with expansion though. It took us too damn long to figure out the schedule.
I thought the question was losing. Like which one? I didn't know it was expansion. My bad. I thought if I had to pick one of those to win, my bad.
Yeah. I think are you only getting like every other word I'm saying over here?
Sometimes I zone out thinking about pizza again, you know?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you who hasn't zoned out, Shane. That's Go Dawgs. Not only did he become a member, but he gave us $5. His DJ Lagway's new uniform is bubble wrap, and then Florida might have a good season. What do you think about that?
I don't know about the bubble wrap, but he definitely needs to be like taking it easy. That this is, they're really going to nurse this thing all year long. And I just don't know. I'm always curious about just athletic quarterbacks in general. You know, if you know, like Taylen Green's another prime example. Diego Pavia. These are guys that got banged up last year, but they can't just turn that off. They can't just say, hey, I'm going to sit here in the pocket and I'm going to go through my progressions. I'm going to play safe. I'm going to throw it out. You know, these are guys that are just built different, that when they see an opportunity, they're going to lower their shoulder and go get it. And I feel like DJ's kind of got that in him too, you know. And even though we're going to try to be a little bit more passive, if you will, trying to get him healthy, I guarantee you in the first game, the kid will probably have 40 yards rushing, you know, because he just can't turn it off.
Yep. And Royce can't turn off the donation, Shane. He gave us $10. Got any of them LSU koozies? Never heard y'all talk about them. Yeah, reach out, hell Royce. Yeah. Happy to send you one free of charge. Reach out, thatsecpodcast@gmail.com with a mailing address, and I'll send that your way, buddy. Ooh, man. Now, we should not have gone down the DJ rabbit hole. Everybody's asking about DJ now. All right, how about this, Shane?
Yes.
This is not specific to any team, but I think all the Cousins will get great value out of this potentially. Shout out cousin Jason Story, official cousin. He wants to know about watching the games. What's the cheapest way that fans can watch? I'm going to read this whole question because it's pretty good. Yeah. Hey, cousin Mike and Shane, loving the new Roush Hour and Morning Hangover. And of course, always love the 2-hour sassin with a lassin. Here's this question, though. What's the best streaming service to catch every SEC matchup and most affordable? We are ready to partay up in Norman for some ass-kicking football. So, go ahead.
I will say this. It appears that YouTube TV has come to terms with Fox. Even though they kind of pissed me off here at the finish line again, that's my go-to. And I love the quad boxes. I wish we could be a little bit more choosy with the games that we put in there. Right. And I understand the TV rights, but if I had to pick one right now, it's YouTube TV.
Now that has been my go-to, but it's now up to like $80 a month.
Yeah, it is.
ESPN is launching. They've already launched it, is my understanding. I haven't grabbed it yet, but they have their own app, Shane, for $20 a month. That'll have all the ESPN games, which is the entire ESPN family. So yeah, we're talking ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, SEC Network. So for $20, you should be able to catch and the SEC obviously is with ESPN. So
yeah,
the only ones you may miss are week one, which is kind of a pain.
Just Ohio State and Texas, but... Right.
Well, hell, yeah. I mean, you can get free memberships for a lot of for YouTube TV for a day or two. Won't cost you a thing. But after that, you could go to ESPN, $20 a month, and they have the quad box, I'm told, Shane.
Yeah. You sound like me, man, just budgeting over here. You know, my wife, she says, we got HBO Max for 7 days. Apparently there's something she wanted to watch on there. Uh-huh. She's like, remind me Thursday, we got to cancel it. You know? I mean, you can do that if you would like. I mean, we're talking 4 months. The nice thing about I like YouTube is I don't keep TV year round. We're more of a streaming family over here. But during the football season, I like to have it just because of other things as well. Because sure as shit, you go this ESPN route, there's going to be some game that comes on that may not even be SEC that you're not going to be able to view. And I can't do that. I have to have them all.
Okay. Well, he said most affordable, so I'm trying to help him out, you know?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of real quick, tomorrow, just a little change of schedule. The Mizzou game is at 7:30 on SEC Network. So if you had that ESPN, you can watch that. But we're going to meet 30 minutes earlier. tomorrow. So just a quick reminder, we'll be 6:30 to 7:30, and we do plan on watching the game. So if you guys want to stick around after and shoot some shit and see, you know, who's going to be the quarterback for Mizzou this next 12 games, then, yeah, be sure to hang out with us.
Mm. You know who is wanting to hang out?
Who's that?
The trash can, the official turnover trash can.
There he is. Come on,
welcome, trash can to the family. We appreciate you, buddy.
I do not miss that at all. What a terrible idea that was, you know? We were such a laughing stock. That's me. I don't like the basketball goal ones. I do like the belts, even though they've been kind of overplayed. The necklace, those are always kind of cool. But that trash can was probably one of the worst ones that debuted on the sideline.
I wonder, we'll find out here week two, but I wonder if Butch has that at Arizona State.
You know, he got out there, and I heard a clip, and I could not believe it. But he was talking about Taylor Swift getting married, you know, to Kelsey. And apparently him and Butch talk every day, it sounds like, if you ask him. So that kid's always recruiting, ain't he, man? He's just, I'm hanging out with Kelsey this weekend.
Hey, shout out Aggie Dale Music, Shane. He gave us $5. Which is more likely, Texas goes 9-3?
Yeah.
Or A&M goes 10-2?
Mm.
More likely, Texas 9-3.
Texas. Yeah.
Or A&M 10-2. I think A&M 10-2.
No, I think Texas 9-3.
Who's their three losses?
Ohio State, Georgia, and A&M.
Well, maybe he'd take that then, you know?
Yeah, I wonder. Would you take it if you knew A&M was going to win the game at the end of the year? I think more likely is clearly 9-3 than 10-2 for A&M.
Hmm. Okay.
Clearly. Not by a landslide. Not even close.
Yeah, I don't think Texas is going to lose that many games. That's the problem.
Oh, that's good. Nice rebound. Yeah, you may be right. I do think A&M has success this year. I think they look like a better program by the end of the season. And Aggie fans are excited that I'm not on this bandwagon. So, yeah, enjoy it. They probably will go 10-2 now that I've shit on them all offseason.
I think I'm excited about it, too.
Run over to my bookie. And
hey, shout out Gunner. He gifted a membership, Shane. I'm trying to track down where.
Go Gunner.
Gunner, big LSU fan. You better not say anything bad about LSU,
Shane.
Well,
the Tigers are in the. They're ready, man. They're ready for week one. Coach Kelly, I mean, he made some great comments during that press. He knows. He's built this team. He didn't even go get transfers, Mike, until this season because he's ready. This is the year.
Damn it, someone help me out. I can't find who Gunner gifted, but I'd love to give him a shout. Oh, here we go. Gunner gifted, Shane. Oh, man, you're going to love this name. Pooh Bear Da Plug. Pooh Bear Bear Da Plug.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy.
Oh, Gunner.
All right, Shane.
Yes.
I thought this question was so good, I put it as the title of the episode, all right?
Yeah.
So shout out cousin Emily Powell. She's an official cousin.
Yep.
What is one thing that could happen in any SEC game this week that could really change the trajectory of the entire SEC season? I got a couple thoughts on it.
I've got one, but I'll let you go first because mine's not positive.
Okay. Well, I'm taking injuries out because... Yep. Hell, I mean, we could literally say that about any team. You know, you lose your quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, the season's sideways, yada, yada, yada. So I don't want to talk injuries, but Shane, what if this man right here, Arch Manning, is just a complete fraud and a bust? What? I mean, again, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying he's a bust. I think he's probably going to look like $1 million. I've seen his new, what was it, like a... Uber, or he's already done the Uber. There was another commercial. He looks like the next Peyton based on these commercials.
Yes.
He's a star. He's going to be fantastic. But if he's a complete fraud and a complete bust, doesn't that change the narrative of what Texas is? Is Texas, we just see it from all these Longhorns, Shane, championship or bust.
Yeah.
If he's, let's say he's complete garbage, which we know he's not, but let's say he is.
Right.
They ain't winning shit this year.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's a good one, don't you?
That is a good one and an excellent commercial. I don't know if you saw the glasses commercial. Him and his dad were awesome. he's got everything, but if he doesn't live up, that's what Sark has been saying all offseason. He goes, I don't know. He even comes out and tells you, I don't know how he's going to handle the day-in, day-out operations of being a quarterback here at Texas because the spotlight's been on him his entire life. So I think he can handle the cameras. But can he handle between the ears when the lights come on? And, you know, it's one thing to come in for a drive or two. It's another to and like Ohio State, we're going to the Shoe. We're going to the team that just won the national championship. And your back's going to be against the wall. And everybody's going to be watching you that has Fox now, you know, not on the ESPN app, but everyone else can watch this game. And they're going to realize right then and there if he's a fraud. Or if he's a hero. And the bad thing is, there's no chance to grow up. Like, if he falls flat on his face but has a successful season, he may not be in a race for a Heisman Trophy. Texas may not be in the race for a 9-3 getting into the college football playoff because of how they started out of the gate. One of the most pressured football games of the year will be there in Ohio State.
Right. And then, I kind of can, maybe it's not even him.
Yeah.
But what if the offensive line, four new starters, what if they're frauds? Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are at quarterback. If you don't have a good line.
Yeah.
At Ohio State, they get at. Florida's really good on defense. I know Shane don't believe that, but they are. Oklahoma's, hell, Cole Kublik's got us convinced they're the best defensive line since the 85 Bears. We all know what Georgia's going to be like on defense. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
If Texas offensive line sucks, that could be a problem. I don't think they do, but I'm saying that's something.
I've got one, Mike. I got one for you. So yeah. Her question was, what would change the landscape of the SEC?
Right.
And I'm going to go a little further north, and I'm going to say, what if this guy is the next best thing? John Mateer comes in here, absolutely lights up the scoreboard, takes this offense to a whole new level. We know how good Oklahoma defense is going to be, but I'm just talking just what would mess the landscape of the SEC. The one thing that we always point to when we talk Oklahoma is how tough this schedule is. Why do we say that? Because Texas could be a playoff team. We just talked about them being a playoff team. South Carolina could be. Ole Miss, Tennessee, Bama, LSU. If John Mateer is the next great quarterback, there's an opportunity here, Mike, that not only do they knock several teams out of that college football playoffs, but they find themselves in that conversation at the end of the season. So you want to talk about just shifting the landscape of SEC football? This offense coming together under Arbuckle and just the whole offense in general, I feel like that could be the biggest shift in the SEC.
Yeah, but it ain't going to come against Illinois State, you know?
Hell yeah, it will.
I mean, if he scores 25 touchdowns, I don't give a shit against Illinois State.
Just saying.
It won't impress me. He's got to do it the next week against Michigan. He's got to do it against Auburn.
I know.
The question is week one.
Confidence, Mike. Absolute confidence. You know, I watched week one Oklahoma last year, and I lost a lot of confidence. You know, they played a lot of shitty teams there at the start of the season, and there was not a confident game in there. You start out here, everything firing off on all cylinders. John Mateer, say what you want, even if it's thrown against air, if it's a freaking phenomenal pass, a phenomenal play calling, you know, you're going to know if this offense truly is going to have life moving forward. And yeah, I feel like.
But if they lose to Michigan, who cares? You know,
they won't. I'm telling you, brother, look for them to score 50 points. And I'm just telling you my thoughts, Mike. We've talked about how great John Mateer can be.
Mm-hmm.
All the naysayers talk about how bad he will be. But if he comes out here and plays a flawless game week one, even though it's against Illinois State, I think it opens up the eyes and the opportunities here moving forward that Oklahoma can be in every single one of those games that they're going to be underdogs in.
Sounds like Shane's got money on Mateer.
what do they call them? Money line material? Or, yeah. What was that?
Now, here's another week one I think that could blow up the SEC. When we've kind of discussed this at times during the offseason. Not that we think this is going to happen, but Bama losing to Florida State. And why that is big, because all of a sudden it all shifts directly to Kalen DeBoer and what a joke he is and how he's not fit to be an SEC coach.
Yeah.
This quarterback, Ty Simpson, he'll start getting the blame, but it'll be mostly the coach, I think. He's no Nick Saban. Hell, we already know that. But this is my team to win the conference.
Yeah.
If they're losing to Florida State, I'm selling all the stock I got. I think that potentially, because all of a sudden, Shay, you're telling me Bama loses to Florida State. I'm like, hell, I think Tennessee's got a shot now. Yeah. I think Missouri beating them in Columbia may not even be an upset. Oklahoma may be able to beat them again. You know what I mean? So the narrative there, I think that potentially has huge ramifications. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and also keeping the ACC alive, right? You know, that's right. The conversations we don't want to have in late December is why we need two ACC teams in the playoffs, you know, chewing up a valuable spot. You do that if you go back to week one and SEC drops a couple, you know, they're going to say, well, why wouldn't we? Look, they just dominated Alabama. I can hear it now. So please do not let that happen. That was the kind of the negative I was going to buy. And I was like, nope, I'm not going to put any negative on week one. And then Mike's like, I got you, cuz.
All right, well, I got some positive too, though.
Yeah.
Two huge positives that I've not seen anyone discuss, Shane, aside from the homers of those programs. Yeah. And they're both Shane teams this offseason. Either one or both, could be either one. If either one of these teams dominates week one, Shane, I think it changes the narrative and it makes the SEC all the more interesting. Come on down, Auburn. Like again, you're already there, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people are not. A lot of people are expecting them to lose. Let's say they go to Baylor and win by multiple touchdowns. And Jackson Arnold he's right in the world because he's surrounded by better talent, and Hugh Freeze finally learns how to coach again. You know, if all that happens, Auburn is going to be a menace for all of us this season. That's possible.
Yeah.
And then the other one that has been doubted to no end, Shane, aside from their diehard great fans like Gunner, what if LSU goes into Clemson and just opens a can of whoop-ass? Then we'll say, man, maybe Brian Kelly knew exactly what he was talking about, bringing in these transfers at the right time. He's pushing all the right buttons. If you were to tell me LSU's whooping Clemson by, let's say, 10 or more points,
yeah,
I'm ready to believe that they can make the playoff and help. They could probably win it all, too.
Does South Carolina forgive LSU if they whoop Clemson?
But I mean, those are fair, though, don't you think? Like, if those teams whoop ass, then it changes the nerve.
I feel like people think that LSU is going to be a better football team, and there's a handful of them that are projecting them to go on to compete for the national title. But I feel like it solidifies that argument. You get past week one, general, but you're talking about just kicking their ass. You do that, then all of a sudden we look back and say, hey, man, this team has a real shot to be special, and we know what special teams look like down there in LSU. They're usually hoisting a Heisman Trophy and a national championship at the end of the year. So I feel like that has potential. They have potential to do that, but that's why so much is riding on that first game with Clemson.
Right, and as much as we think we know, I think it changes come Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever your game is.
You know, it's so funny because I know I'm doing it. Like, man, we're going to kick Syracuse's ass. And you're like, man, I hope we don't lose Syracuse. That's going to suck. I can't do that. 11 more weeks of this shit, you know?
Hey, shout out Cousin Sven. Shane, he asked a question. He's an official cousin. They always get their questions answered. Hail steak, cousins. No question today, but a friendly word of advice to our beloved cousin Shane. The University of Georgia has a course called Waffle House Geography, and they made a map of all the existing Waffle Houses. I guess, Cousin Shane, it's time to go back to school.
Well, you know, it's funny. They also released, I don't know if you saw this, but if you are on the football team there at Florida, Georgia, and I think there was an ACC team, that you get a Chipotle card. So moving forward, you can eat whatever you want. I told them I still got some eligibility left. Speaking of cousins, Woo Damn Pig sent us $10. Says, Cousin Shane, what do you need to see from the Hogs in week one and two heading into Ole Miss to build confidence for the upset? When I grow up, I'll figure out how to become a member. First off, the members, real easy, just getting to notes. When you're in the notes, hit more twice. Like, you have to expand it twice, and then at that point you can become a cousin. But Woo Damn, I appreciate you saying that. And what do I need to see from the Hogs in week one and two is really simple for me, man. I want to see efficiency. And I know it sounds dumb, but during these first two games, the small things, the small mistakes that you made, you may not notice them when you're watching. A false start here, a missed block there. But if it's flawless football weeks one and two, going into week three, you won't have those flaws. You won't be making those mistakes, because the small mistakes you make against A&M are going to be sacks against Ole Miss, are going to be interceptions against Ole Miss, are going to be fumbles. You know, they're going to be costly turnovers or drive killers that you can't have. So for me, Mike, it's very, very simple. I want to see an efficient Taylen Green. And if you recall last year, he had a lot of trouble out of the gate. And if he could come out here, be efficient, I feel a lot better about that Ole Miss situation.
Yeah, I would like to see some receivers step up too, because they're dead last. Yeah. In returning production from the receiver position in the SEC. So they went heavy portal to shore that up. So I want to see who's got that connection with Taylen Green. They went from tall receivers to kind of more shifty, smaller receivers. I'm very curious to see how that works in Bobby Petrino year two in his offense.
See, I'm trying to figure out if this next comment is like one of those you're at Walmart and they give you like a name to call. They're missing somebody, but then you find out you're saying like a bad word. But Vandy Dandy says, Vandy could have easily beat Texas without picks off tipped balls. Texas barely got out of there alive. Overrated. What do you think of that, Mike?
I think he's 1,000% right.
Yeah. I mean, how many tip balls you got to see before you start asking yourself that question? Michael Dunlap asks, what's up? $4.99 going to watch the beginning, but Go Cox beat the hell out of Virginia Tech. Yeah. Got any South Carolina questions in there, Mike?
Well, we got one here, too, from Bronson Gramble. Remember, you were asking about South Carolina and LSU, if they've forgiven LSU. We're still salty about that LSU game, but still hope and pray beat the daylight out of Clemson. Sucks. Thoughts on the Cox winning 9-plus again?
For me, Mike, it's not going to be easy, but it's definitely not impossible. But I think if you're going to be back, there has to be no doubt in my mind that South Carolina did not miss a beat August 31st. Like, this can't be a game. You should not lose to Virginia Tech. You should not only beat Virginia Tech, you should destroy this football team. And if you do that, Mike, I could definitely see a 9-win season again on the books. But if you come out here stumbling out of the gates, even losing this football game, then all bets are off. I feel like we should hit the under, you know?
Right. I think we got to get 5-0 if we're going to hit 9, given the back half of the slate. That'd be Virginia Tech in Atlanta, South Carolina State at home, Vandy at home, at Mizzou, and Kentucky at home. I think you got to win all those to get to 9. I really do.
Yeah.
Interior of the offensive line, a little bit of a question mark. We got to get better there. And front 7 is replacing everybody not named Dylan Stewart. So if we got answers there, that's how we can get there. I really do think we got to be better. We were really good on the line of scrimmage, but a lot of those guys are gone, which has got me a little bit concerned.
We could say that about any of these teams almost, you know. I don't feel like, I mean, the the returning production, hell, you did those graphics. They just ain't like that anymore. You know, there used to be years we'd come back with 13, 14 starters. We don't see that anymore. But what you do have is 20 starters that were at other schools last year, you know? So it's not like they don't have any starting production. It's just they didn't have it there.
Right. That's an excellent point. Hey, shout out Jordan Brazel. He's an official cousin, Shane. How out of all the games this weekend?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm gonna throw up this thing. All the games this weekend. How many wins are y'all hoping the SEC pulls out?
I'm gonna say 16.
Yeah. Lose it is bad for business.
Yeah, no, I just feel like there's been years we've been disappointed with the SEC product. Last year was one of those, and I want to put that to bed, man. I mean, I will always sit on this mountain screaming that the SEC is the best conference in the world. But if we're dropping some of these games like we did last year, week one, week two, this sucks, man. I don't like that. I don't like going into a playoff hoping we win. I like going into a playoff hoping that there's four teams left, you know? That's what I want, is just utter domination, and so people can bitch and moan up north about how bad we cheat down here in the South. I miss those days. So, yes, I want to see 16-0.
Now, I will say this, though, Shane.
Yes.
If you're going to lose bigly... because that could be kind of fun for engagement as well. But I want them all to win. You know what?
No, I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that.
All right, shout out Michael Riley, official cousin. This is a long one, Shane. So he wants to know if we did SEC versus Big Ten,
yeah,
like a challenge, who would win? And so what I did, I didn't really know another way to do this, but I just looked and saw how the SEC media poll. Yep. And the Big Ten media poll. So I did one through 16, and I thought we'd just go through them one by one and see who do we think would win.
Okay, let's do it.
Unless you have a better idea.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so again, one versus one and two versus two and so on. Okay. So Texas, Penn State.
Oh, Texas, win.
I think I might go Penn State.
Wow. We always do this thing. It's like Notre Dame. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is their year. Nah, till it's not.
Okay. Georgia, Ohio State.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
See, now we're getting tricky. And I'm assuming these are all neutral sites, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Give me Georgia.
I think so. How about Bama, yeah. Oregon?
Not even close. Bama.
Okay, I'll agree with that. LSU, Illinois?
Like LSU? B team?
I think Illinois. I don't know. I don't know. I'm down on LSU, so I'll give the edge there. How about South Carolina, Michigan?
Oh, that'd be a fun game. That'd be a fun game.
I think pretty quickly, though. See, you're starting to see there's not a lot of depth here with old Big Ten.
Yeah. It's very top, like... What we're doing is the top six. Do you think the top six? Because beyond this point, there's not going to be one team that you pick over there that I'm going to say yes to. The closest one, though, would be that Michigan-South Carolina one, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly the Ohio State-Georgia.
Now, you hate Florida. Florida versus Indiana.
Golly. Give me Florida. Give me Florida. Harrison would go off in that game.
How about Ole Miss, Iowa?
Golly. They should owe us to watch any Iowa game. So that would be a very tough watch, but not even close at this point, like I said.
Battle of the hype teams that never seem to live up to it, Shane. A&M mm-hmm. versus Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. Man, they're making a lot of headlines, ain't they? Did you see that kid? He said, we're going to beat them so well that... Well, how did he say it? Like, if you're in a wheelchair, they'll stand up or something like that? You're going to make...
I don't watch anything Nebraska.
It's embarrassing, but they are stealing headlines left and right. Even their quarterback came out and says, I don't know why people keep saying I look like Patrick Mahomes. It's like, well, you dress like him, you shave like him, you got the same hairdo. I mean, I can see why they're saying it, but only one of them's an elite quarterback. Nebraska get their ass kicked.
Okay, Tennessee, Southern Cal.
That'd be a fun game, right? Mm-hmm. I would say Tennessee.
Okay.
I ain't going to pick any.
Washington. I'm just going through the list here.
That wouldn't be a good game. I'd be Oklahoma by the second quarter. This thing's put to bed. Auburn, like Illinois State.
Auburn versus Minnesota.
Auburn. Yeah, row that boat back home.
Mizzou versus Wisconsin.
Oh, Mizzou.
Vandy, Rutgers.
Rutgers, that's the one. No, I'm just kidding, Vandy. Just kidding. Probably would kill him.
Arkansas, Michigan State.
I don't know anything about Michigan State, so I'll give it to Arkansas.
Okay, Kentucky versus Nico in UCLA.
Oh man,
isn't it funny? That's very like that's how far down the list he went to.
And he getting paid less. Yeah, I'd like to see. I'd pay 1.5 if I had it just to watch it. Give me Kentucky.
Okay, and then Mississippi State, Maryland.
Mississippi State, yeah.
Okay.
Maryland so still got – I thought they got rid of their football team.
16-0 this season.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Okay. Did you really expect anything different?
No, not really. All right. How about cousin Kyle Lovingood, a loyal cousin. Shane's been a cousin for years and years. If the Aggies do this, what went right in 2025? Now, here's his list. They beat Notre Dame. They beat Florida. They beat LSU, and then they beat Texas. What went right for A&M to beat Notre Dame, beat Florida, beat LSU, and beat Texas?
Marcel Reed explodes this year. He actually throws the football. Can you believe that? If Marcel Reed establishes a passing game paired with probably the – you know, everybody's quick to talk about how great Lenore Sellers is in running the football. Man, turn on that LSU game. You know what I'm saying? Just watch that. This is a kid that reminds me of Michael Vick sometimes, you know? And you pair that with a downfield throwing presence, not to mention the running game that's going to be through the damn roof as it is. I feel like that is the ultimate recipe. And I guess you could say that for a lot of SEC teams if the quarterback just, you know, takes that massive step. But second year in this offense, I feel like people are kind of sleeping on how explosive that wide receiver room really is there in College Station.
Well, it's funny you say sleeping because I was going to say if that happens, you need to wake your ass up. Because you're dreaming that A&M can beat all those teams. So, again, I'm kind of kid, but not really. Shane, last year.
Yeah.
And here's the difficult part with all that. Notre Dame's on the road. LSU's on the road. Texas on the road. Florida's the only home game.
Mm-hmm.
A&M went 3-3 away from Kyle Field last year. Their wins were Florida, which was awful at the time. Arkansas, not great. Mississippi State, piss poor. The losses were South Carolina, very good team. Auburn, awful team. And Southern Cal, I mean, average-ass team, right? So
right.
They got to get a lot better on the road. I think he's kidding. I don't know. But beating Notre Dame's in the top 10. LSU's in the top 10. Texas is number one. I mean, that's asking a hell of a lot. I think if you can win one of those on the road, I think you're going to have a really good year.
Somebody said, hire Connor Stallions. This one says, Johnny Manziel, Von Miller, Mike Evans, and Miles Garrett came back. And probably my favorite one here by Shane Parks. The only way A&M wins all those games is because the NCAA allows them to use artillery on the other team.
Yeah, that's just too
too much. Too rich.
You know? How about this one, Shane, from Cousin Razor Bass, official cousin. Hey, Cousin Mike and Shane, might be fun to have Oh, wait. Oh, man. This was going to be a long one. I don't know. He's official cousin, so I'm going to ask it anyway. But he said, imagine the first play from scrimmage for every team this weekend. What are they going to run? And
all right, bring up. I'll give you a quick version here. Okay. All right. Do the games that you have.
Okay.
That'd be a little bit quicker. Auburn going to throw a pick. No, I'm joking.
I was going to say take a sack.
Yeah. I do think that there'll be some sort of play action here. Okay. Just kind of, but something soft. You know what I'm saying? Something about 3 or 4 yep. yards. Let's kind of ease him into this.
I think turnover was the right answer.
Texas is going to run the football. They're going to get a good run in. Tennessee's going to run the football. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State. I could see a pass
false
here.
False start.
Okay. Oh, damn. No. That's Kentucky.
Kentucky, negative run.
Calzada goes for -3. Alabama.
I think Alabama airs it out.
Well, I do, too, because one thing that I heard DeBoer say this week is he wants to take the crowd out. He wants momentum. Mm-hmm. This is a team that's going to be attacked early and often, so you are correct. I feel like there would be some sort of downhill throw here. Same thing with LSU. I would imagine
no chance.
Oh, I guarantee
it'll be a throw to the fullback or a tight end.
It's tight end though. It'll be a.
They're not going to air it out on Clemson first game.
Absolutely, it'll be a. Mark this down. It's 12 yard throw to Sharp there at the Clemson. Mm. That's what's going to happen there. Okay. Ole Miss will be probably a run, I would imagine. South Carolina.
Or a fake injury.
Yeah. Lenoris, it's going to be a pass, but Lenoris ends up running for 7 yards.
Okay.
Bo is running the football. All right. This is a Bo run. We're going to just get all the crowd excited.
How about a Hardy Wildcat quarterback? That way, no starting quarterback.
I don't know if it'll be a trick play against the Sevier County Bears here, but you may be on to something. Georgia, as much as we've talked about the wide receiver room, you know damn well it's going to be a run to the left. Right behind the left guard, you know, just to show them that they still have one. Mm-hmm. Arkansas, Talon, scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, this is going to, we're getting the running game going.
Mm-hmm.
Florida is going to be, now this one could surprise you. I think it would not surprise me if there's not a little bit of a pass here. I know it's not like what coach wants to do, but I feel like that's what coach needs to do. So I expect something aggressive here from the Florida Gators, in my opinion.
Okay.
A&M. Run. They're going to run a lot. And Vanderbilt will be
fullback run.
That or tight end. Eli, get him something, you know. There you go. There it is.
Hey, he must have been busy tonight, Shane. But he joined us late. JR, the legend. He's back.
Legend. Cousin JR has done it again.
Shout him out, Shane. He gifted a membership to
Silver Spurs Sicko. Silver Spur, welcome to the family.
And JR is going to be our celebrity cousin picker. He already sent me his picks, Shane.
Yes.
So that'll be featured on the next episode. Volpet gave us $20, Shane. If either of you boys could make one wager this weekend over at MyBookie. Promo code SEC. What would it be? Just kidding. We already know. It's Vols -49 over the Cuse. Is that the money, the Mateer lock of the week?
Oh, man. I hate to do that. Well, let's do I don't want to give away my picks. Okay. But it is definitely one I'm looking at. I would say, though, I'm feeling pretty good about this Mississippi State team. I feel like we're going to be a little surprised at how good Mississippi State is this year. So a lot of people aren't talking about that one, so I'm going to take it.
I think my favorite bet is Baylor getting points at home.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I tell it the way it is, not the way they want to hear it. All right. How about this one, Shane, from Big Blue Breakdown? If Zach Calzada looks like a star, that's his question. Do you believe Kentucky could get to 6 wins if Calzada looks like a star against Toledo?
I mean, there was a moment we thought Calzada was a star, right? You know, and the fact that he does have all this time under his belt. I mean, the guy's, 37 years old now? So I feel like that's an advantage and a good thing for this program. So, yeah, if he looks like a star, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6? Yeah, we can get to 6.
Hmm. Well, the answer is no, Shane, because that's not the problem. We're looking at the we're trying to solve a problem. But the problem's over here, right, Shane?
Yeah.
And we're looking over here. Zach Calzada ain't going to come there and save you. He's not a star to begin with, but let's say he is. You know why Kentucky is struggling these days, Shane?
Why?
They can't run the damn football. They ranked 14th out of last year in the conference in rushing the football in conference games. The year before, 10th. The year before, 12th. I mean, this is when things went downhill. The last time they won 10 games in 21, they were third in rushing the football in the SEC. They got to get back to ground and pound. And same thing with stopping the run. They were 13th stopping the run in conference play last year. We're defense. We're run the ball. We're shorting the clock. We ain't going to be saved by some ninth-year senior quarterback that's going to come in here and sling it all over the yard.
Yeah.
This ain't Hal Mummy days, Mike Leach days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think Zach Calzada is your solution as good as he looks. If you tell me they're a top three rushing attack in the SEC, that's how you get to 6 wins.
I agree to disagree. I feel like because Calzada isn't a household name right now, he kind of reminds me a little bit, not athletically, but he reminds me of, you know, Spencer Rattler. You know, here's a guy, highly touted, didn't have the success he wanted, goes over to South Carolina, kind of resurrects that program, if you will. Same thing, you could argue Felipe Franks, another guy. I mean, we thought he was going to be God's gift to football down there in Florida. Doesn't work out. What does he do? He goes to Arkansas. Boom, they have a successful season. So I feel like Calzada ain't going to take this team to the playoffs, but I don't know, man. Just saying that he can't help them get to 6 games, I don't think that's true at all. I feel like there's a chance that Calzada could be a really good quarterback that finally got another opportunity.
Nope. All right. Vol Tiger, how about this one? This is a great question, Shane. We work every day to make a living. Football and your show gives us a break from all that. I would like to know the truth and why you guys do the podcast. I thought that was a great question.
Say it one more time.
All right. So this is from Vol Tiger. We work every day to make a living. Yes. Football and your show gives us a break from that. I would like to know the truth of why you guys do the podcast.
It ain't for the money. I'll tell you that right now. It ain't for the money. It's an escape for me. It is an escape because I am just like everybody else. I got bills. I've got a family. I've got a job. This is my escape from that world. You know, it's an hour, 2 hours on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7:30 in the morning, to just kind of escape from that and talk about the one sport I love more than anything. One of the saddest days in my life was my 12th grade when we lost to Bearden in a playoff. It was a bad game, but it was the last game, you know? And you can't harness that. You can't, like, there's some, like, this is how I'm living through these games now. You know, I can't play anymore. It ain't happening. But I've kind of moved that love that I had for the game to college football, and that's just why I enjoy it so much. So why do I enjoy the podcast? Well, for starters, the cousins, it's my family. You guys, I mean, we talk about this being a family show. that's why I like it, because this is some of my I meet these cousins. You know, we go to Nashville. I drink several cold beers with Ollie. You know what I'm saying? I love going out here and doing this for you all, because I don't know. It's just fun.
Hey, when you were looking at the camera, Shane Park says Shane is looking into my soul.
I was locked in, man. This, you know, you ever go to one of those food trucks and there's a line and you know there's like 15 burgers left or something like that, and you're like counting, you know, it's like, oh right. My gosh, hopefully they don't cut me off, you know, I'm just counting. And then I'm looking back, you know, I hope they don't get two.
I'll tell you, you know, I'll try to be brief here because we got a couple more. But
yeah,
the reason I thought this podcast had a home, Shane.
Yeah,
we've kind of discussed it before, but it's been a long, long time. I just honestly didn't think there was anybody doing this. I didn't think there was anybody covering the SEC like it deserved to be covered. And there, you know, I certainly didn't invent podcasting or SEC podcasting or anything like that, but or college football, because there's lots of shows that inspired me, but I just didn't think there was a one that focused on all the teams. You know, they focus on the ones that are hot and the ones that were doing well. They never talk about the other ones.
Yeah.
And I just knew that there was an avenue for this. And I've said it many times. I hope they never listen. I think, you know, the SEC network, that, you know, they could do something like this. They would destroy us in a heartbeat, but they don't do it. I don't know. I don't know why. And no. I'm very thankful for them that they do not commit the resources to doing it, because this, we're literally, you know, duct tape and bubble gum over here. And we're growing this thing, and we got all these awesome fans and cousins. And that's the reason I still do it, Shane, because there are days where I'm like, I don't really feel like talking or doing this, or what the hell am I going to talk about? But I know there's people counting on us. Like Vol Tiger said, I mean, that you guys are working real jobs, and we're just trying to entertain you more than anything else. Give you, you know, 30 minutes to an hour to get you past that and get you to some SEC football. And we couldn't be more thankful for each and every one of you for hanging out. And that's why I still do it every single day, is because I know there's people counting on us.
Absolutely, because nobody's talking about these teams. I people get pissed off, and they're like, why you talk about Missouri so much? Because no one else is doing it, right? And I love it. I went down there. I got to experience it. It was an awesome community. People aren't talking about Oklahoma as much as we thought they would when they come over here. Well, shit, Mike went down there twice, fell in love with the damn place. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I feel like there's truly 16 teams in this conference. And when you represent the Southeastern Conference, it's all 16, not just the top five.
Right. And Cousin Jim says it was either this or 1,000 hours of community service.
There's that. And time's almost up, right? Taking this ankle monitor off in one more week.
Hey, all right. How about this question? Very good question, Shane. Letters to God. I think this is your handle here. He says, if the Vols hang 50 on Syracuse, will you change your tune on them? And I think he's specifically talking to me. And yeah, hell yeah, if they hang 50 on Syracuse. But here's the deal, Shane, they ain't doing it. Tennessee has scored 50 on one Power 4 team in the last 2 years. Do you recall who that was?
Wasn't it the season opener last year?
Well, the second game, NC State. Yeah. So, you better believe when that happened, I was saying, hell, this Tennessee can win it all. You know, the way their defense is, they score like this. They never did it again. So, yeah, if they score 50 on Syracuse, I'll be bought completely in.
Damn, on threes calling Mike. Well, so much for keeping it small.
And then how about this one, Shane, from Arkansas, Chad Razorback. What a name, Chad Razorback. If someone told you the future, Shane,
yeah,
Arkansas beats Notre Dame, that's a guarantee. What's Arkansas's final record?
We'll see. 7-5.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't think Notre Dame's that good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I forget.
Yeah. I already got you penciled in winning that game.
That was easy. I think if you tell me they're beating Notre Dame, which again is like preseason top 10.
Yeah.
I think they're going at least 8-4. Okay. Because I think right. I think they're winning the first four. That's five. State is six. Auburn seven. Yeah, and we'll get another one, at least one more in there. So give me 8-4 minimum.
I can feel the food question coming.
Yep, there it is, Shane. So cousin, we got cousin Trey, of course, but Reagan Hogan. I think you've answered this question. I think we get this once a month, but let's just get it on the record, Shane. Yeah. Biscuits or cornbread?
Biscuits.
He's a biscuit man. I could promise you he's consistent with that.
I like cornbread. My mom, she'd make a Mexican cornbread that will. I mean, now that's a different scenario.
Okay.
We didn't say flavored cornbread. So,
all right. Shout out cousin Trey Tucker. He always asks the best food question, Shane, and we always wrap up with cousin Trey. But he also's got a sort of a football question, sort of a Cracker Barrel question. Did Cracker Barrel downgrade from the SEC to the ACC or to G5?
G5. They're dead. They're like SMU back in the day. They are done until I haven't got anything, man. Haven't got anything, and it blows my mind. I don't know why I was blocked. All I've done is said positive things about Cracker Barrel, and they blocked me, changed the sign, remove Herschel, bring him back, you know, but they didn't bring me back yet, so... Till then, I guess I'm not going to talk about them.
All right. And then I think Trey went right to your heart here, Shane. Chinese food is what he wants to talk about.
Yes. Yes.
Spring roll or egg roll?
Damn. But see, at a Chinese restaurant, I would go egg roll. I had a spring roll at a Japanese restaurant. Phenomenal. Little Tokyo and Pigeon Forge. I'll eat that all day long. And if I compared it to a Chinese egg roll, I would take the spring roll at the Japanese restaurant.
Okay. That's very detailed. Egg drop or hot and sour soup?
None. I don't do soup. Not at a Chinese place. My order is very easy. I've got two things that I try to decide between. Either I want General Tso or I want sesame chicken. That's it. There's nothing else ordered in a Chinese restaurant.
You've not heard of like a four course meal
in a Chinese restaurant?
I mean, at any restaurant.
The one I go to.
Food is better, Shane, when you pair it with things.
No, the only course, I guess, if you're considering the cookie I get at the end part of that course, then yes. No, I am very, you know, it's funny. Mamaw and Papaw, there's only one Chinese restaurant. You know, it's funny growing up. There wasn't Mexican restaurants. There wasn't Chinese restaurants around here, you know? It was like all mom and pop hillbilly things, you know? But then that one opened up in Morristown, and they brought it in. So my first thought of Chinese were those little cups. You know how they always put everything in that little paper cup?
Right.
She opens it up, and I look in there, and there's like, it's like chicken rice, you know? There's like chicken, rice, peas, and carrots. I was like, the hell with this Chinese stuff? I thought that was all Chinese had to offer, right? Until like 7 years later, I'm at a buffet and I'm like, holy shit, where has this been my whole life, you know? So then I figured out how to order off these menus. So, and I always, the thing about rice at Chinese restaurants, Mike, you got to be careful because I don't like peas and carrots. I don't understand why they put it in there. It makes no sense to me. But that's why I don't order fried rice because I don't know what else they're going to throw in there. So I usually do white rice because it's pretty self-explanatory.
Well, many of us enjoy vegetables, Shane, as part of a complete diet.
Not at a Chinese restaurant? You enjoy vegetables at a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, cabbage and an egg roll.
I mean, exactly. Right there.
Yeah, I get a little vegetable. Just deep fry the shit.
Crab wonton or dumplings?
Wonton. Now, I do that. Yeah. Okay. Because you can get Emma's, they got a special like box in it. That's like,
see,
part
suddenly
of it.
your palate is getting all the more variety as we go here. Yeah. Noodles or fried rice? I think you kind of already answered that.
Yeah, I love fried rice. It's just I have to have it first at a restaurant. It's kind of like salsa at a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big chunky salsa guy, you know. And if I get that, I'm like, oh, this salsa sucks. But the rice, if I see that fried rice is good, then I'll order fried rice moving forward.
Now, you kind of already answered this as well, but he says your top three meals as a Chinese food.
Top three meals? So General Tso.
He already put in parentheses, he says that's number one, correct?
Yeah.
So he knows exactly.
Yeah, he knows you well. He knows me. Sesame's going to be my next one. And then the third one, because honestly, there's not really a third option I've ever gone with. But orange chicken. I'd say orange chicken would be number three.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. That's a great option right there.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if this is specifically Chinese, but he says chocolate lava cake or chocolate cheesecake.
Depends. It depends. I mean, if I'm at, Cheesecake Factory, then give me a cheesecake all day long. If I'm at a random restaurant, I think I get more with the lava cake, especially if there's a little ice cream involved.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you are so hungry when we're done with these mailbags.
I don't know
ones,
why I can't lose weight, Mike, you know?
But hey, so that's all we got on the questions. Shane, anything else before we hop off the line?
No, just a reminder, we're going to be on 30 minutes early tomorrow. I did want to give a shout out. Where's Rolls Royce at? Is Rolls Royce still in here? Rolls Royce, we're going to send you our friends at Tennessee Legend Distillery are going to send you a $100 gift card to Tennessee Legend Distillery that you can use at any of their stores here in Sevierville, East Tennessee, or in Nashville. Thank you. Thank you so much for the donations to all the cousins. And, biggest donation is a thumbs up. If you are in town, don't forget Saturday at the Legends. They're going to have a fundraiser, and they're going to be giving away 5 additional $100 gift cards to the cousins. So it will be after 12 to the afternoon game. So be sure to jump in there, and when you're there, you can dunk our boy in the dunking booth. They're going to have a whole bunch of cool stuff, but they're doing a fundraiser for a good thing to help a family member out. JP, I appreciate you getting the list together. Today's shout outs go to D-Max Bravo, Steven Up, Go Dogs, P5, Rolls Royce, Charles Marr, Agdale Music, Wood Damn Pig, Vandy Dandy, Michael Dunlap, Bronson, Spring Films, Savo Sarin, and Vault Pet, Bulldog Mississippi. That was like the easiest one. I messed it up. JT Bum and the legend, cousin JR and JP. Thank you all so much. Thank you for hitting the thumbs up. Remember, tomorrow, 30 minutes early, we'll be looking for you.
Yeah, and the best part, Shane, when you wake up tomorrow, SEC football's coming your way. Can't get more exciting than that. We appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.